said, is this thing on? You know what I'm talking about?
No, not by sure you mean, sir.
What I mean is, I'm going to need some assistion from my assistion to turn this thing on. So why don't you put your hands together and give me a beat? We're all here for the talent show. If you got the beat, come on and let it go. Oh, 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 oh! Let's hear it for your winners. Let's give your winners a hand. Let's hear it for that winning team, unless you think you can beat them. Woo! Let's hear it for my sister! But wait, now it's time to introduce last year's champions. Come on, guys!
For this year's holiday talent show. So we thought we'd take a minute to thank everyone responsible for making this year's talent show possible. First of all, I'd like to thank Principal Abby for even allowing the talent show. And then, our parents for even making us.
Thanks, Mom.
And finally, we need to remember that this is a holiday talent show, so we have to thank everyone responsible for making this a holiday season.
Yeah, like the Kwanzaa guy. I don't even like know his name, but he was there somewhere, and he should be thanked too.
Yeah, and all those jobs for that, you know, check out people too, and they celebrate this holiday, so let's give it up to them.
So, I guess that's about it.
Not on it, Tasha. You forgot about us.
Yeah, because we're the team to beat, and if there wasn't us, there wouldn't be a talent show, right?
Yeah, me too. You girls are right. Without us, there wouldn't even be a competition because, well, we are the competition. We're the team to beat. So all you out there, get your act together and see if you've got what it takes to beat the best.
Team to beat. Team to beat. What's wrong with you girls?
Okay, Jack, do you think you've got what it takes?
Take the what? You got my hand, you think you want to drive? Anybody's got what it takes.
Eric, does he...
You got me on that one. So then he does. Actually, I don't... When I said it was Lenny, I can see the team that was among you and your
pom-pom
girls.
I'm not... You're Lenny Kravitz, Lenny. You did not. You know Lenny... Lenny Snaggett.
I can't hear Joe. You'd be headed up the hill right now.
Well, his name is Joe.
I'm just saying if it was.
Joe's a girl's name.
I know, but it's Jack and Joe. You know, they go up the hill.
Oh.
Hey, who's Joe?
Yeah, who's Joe?
Forget about Jill. The names you should be worried about are...
Hey, Jimmy!
Yay!
And together, we are the
Pom-Pom Girls!
Woo! Woo!
And the Pom-Pom Girls are sure going to be a tough act to beat this year. But you know what? I'm pretty excited to see what Jack and Snavich and everyone else out there with the NACT have got planned. So you know what? Let's just show everyone and all the God people that we've got talent.
You don't come every year.
I don't know.
You know,
what is it?
Mr.
Obama?
I can't
just
see.
It comes to the whole thing.
Lenny, what are we going to do with you? What's your mom going to do with you?
Huh?
Just because your last name rhymes with Clement, it doesn't mean you're a superstar.
But my last name is Johnson.
Yeah, your mom couldn't see this.
What?
Anyway, Lenny, you're going to look like a fool on that stage, and you know what I'm talking about. We're going to break you.
Would you? Oh, no.
All right, class. The principal felt the need to come in and introduce some rules concerning this year's talent show, so we don't have the same problem that we had last year. Go ahead.
Something's missing. You know what? I'm going to need you to put those papers down so we can bring this party to the next level. The biggest change this year's show is we got a panel of judges show if we got the beat, they will know.
Come on, y'all. Let me go.
How about that for a little green or Zin Zin? Man. All right, so if you still try to hold up our Rembrandt, come on, let's see. Here I go. Now, don't get me wrong, we had some ladies last year that can stomp dance like it's going out of style, but are you guys a little too stylish when it comes to dressing? So this year, we've added something called a dress code. So if you'd like to put a little whiskey right here, any part of your body covered in the shallow area needs to be covered at the talent show.
Well, I don't want good boxers. So you mean that the whole thing is all only boxes and women could do that?
No, that only girls had to be in boxes.
Let me start over again. Any part of your body covered in the shallow area needs to be covered by clothes at the talent show.
Wait, I don't want any clothes to look like that though.
Let me start over again.
Excuse me, sir. I'm really excited for the foot that's near the lane, but the end of the trip can't take a while. So anyway. Nice drawing. Not a nice action yet?
Go ahead, I had it.
Alright. So here it is. Girls too often worried about their outward appearance, putting on makeup, wearing girly, and braiding their hair. But, unlike the world, this town show is interested in their inner beauty, the talents of the stuff on the inside. So, the winners of the talent show are going to be the thousands of words that describe the painting, not the painting.
What? They take care, but I think you get it. This only won the show the last 3 years in a row.
Alright, good luck finding boxes that fit.
Anyway, I'm going to just straight box them, okay guys?
Good luck.
No, that was exhausting. Now, if any of you feel that you don't understand what the principal was trying to say, feel free to stay after class. The rest of you, head out for a moment. Let me.
Girls, who do you think Dad thinks he is anyway?
How about you, you think he is?
Yes, he's black, because you're the man in black and you didn't talk to him, right? I said... But girls?
Wow.
I knew that. That's right. Black James was here in 96. And I would have been queen of the school too if it hadn't been for Jack's older brother.
I think I like where this is going.
So, what's the plan?
Okay. Well, you have access to everyone's food, right?
Okay. Well, I was thinking, what if I pulled through them?
You can't do that,
can you?
I don't know. Something doesn't seem right about it.
You know, I can hear you, right?
Mom,
you're up.
What was that?
Nothing, Mom. Anyway, you better make your plan.
Careful, what?
That's our public major plan on killing someone. That is exciting, though.
I know something doesn't seem right about it.
We're not planning on poisoning anyone.
I didn't know I was listening to you.
So bad. Right, girls?
Wow!
Oh. You guys, I might have another plan anyway.
I'm listening.
Okay. Well, now that maybe I can, like, enter some secrets before the show. You know, throwing out those foam t-shirts, I think they think that just to sound smart. I don't have to be smart. I'm a pom-pom girl. Anyways, what I'm talking about is making that.
No, you can't do that. I was looking at him.
They were out loud.
What?
Hey, Jack, you want to help me?
No, thanks. I think I'm going to give you something. I don't know if you knew this, but I have an older brother who used to go to school with you. He talks about you all the time and how you're being a better person by pushing to find potential that he didn't know he had. Anyway, he said you were better than he did.
Thank you.
He said you were 2 years in the concert.
What have I become? 6 years?
You use the word cover like you need something, Jamie. Tell me something, Atanta. Would you rather be clever or blessed? Let me tell you, all that stuff is foolishness in God's eyes. I'd rather be Christian.
And another great speech. Let my tell you, did you know
clever
too?
Anyways, I got something.
Morning, Jack. You probably already know me by all the wonderful things I do.
Yeah, I'm not taking flowers for old people, too.
Of course I do.
And mowing to the lawn?
Of course I mow the lawn.
And taking lessons and cooking spring and double?
At least 3 times a week.
Excuse me, you look hungry.
Would you like me to share my lunch with you?
Oh, hey, no thanks. That's right, you're getting a big one.
Nice. Oh. Yeah. Hey, what's up?
What's this?
That's the fantastic four when it comes to music. If we can mimic those guys, we'd be unstoppable.
Mimic? I could do one better than that.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. How about moving that shoe right there for me?
Oh, yeah. I had to take the time machine, guy.
Yeah. So, what are you planning on doing with these guys once we get them?
Are you kidding? The ultimate boy band.
Boy band? But there's only four names on this list. Everyone knows boy bands have five boys.
Right. I guess I'll be the fifth.
That's right, you'll be the fifth, so back off.
Anyway, I've never seen one of these things.
Yeah, well, there's not many around.
You know, my friend said it would be possible to make a time machine.
Well, I guess your friend isn't very smart, is he?
Guess not.
Now, stand back. Our first recruit is on his way. Oh, here it is. Time travel is at the speed of light, so in order to bring someone back in the past, you have to increase your traveling speed beyond that in the speed of light, which isn't too difficult. But slowing them back down to normal time gets them a little bit tricky. But the first warp is always a sort of trial run, as you can see, and that's why I use it on Ricky Martin.
Pretty good idea.
Yeah, I think I've got it now. Everyone else will be okay.
Why do you use Ricky Martin for your test run?
Yeah, well, he dances like a girl, right? Actually, imply the girl's crazy life.
Hey, if you guys knew me better, you wouldn't be talking like that, because my middle name is Loco.
You think your middle name is Loco?
That was funny the way you dancing. Hey, you know, I'm just kidding, man. I got mad respect. You know, you're going to block me if you think it was cool.
Yeah, crazy cool.
So, when's the next time?
Well, if you're ready to try thing, all I have to do is unpause it.
Let's see it.
The vanilla, just one time, boys!
If you can sit on the seat, I'll send what's going on in a minute.
Why do you party in the street, James? who's right. Last time machine I was in here was busting my leg. Are you trying to be funny? Who's this guy?
Don't worry about it. That's Rookie Martin. He's just a little silly because he just found out he had a bunch of girls.
Hey,
oh yeah, you think that's funny, Elvis Presley?
I heard Zach dancing like a girl.
Oh yeah, who said that?
The mother did. She said that's her favorite thing to do.
You think my mom came all the way to Lance's house just to tell you I danced like a girl?
That's your favorite thing to do. And you're still a friendly boy.
Dutch, not George.
Sorry.
That's my sister. Hey, get it, shit.
Oh, there ain't where to go.
Well, let's see there. She doesn't work with me.
God's own heart, but one of the most influential musicians of all time. His accomplishments range from sweeping a raging king with his music to inspiring thousands of artists throughout the years with his music. This is King David. Behold, I love his film entrance. You are a legend, a king, a hero. Did you hear that? This is David, King David. You get up the David's man from his death.
I'm
sure it was, but for some reason, I was used to the cat
door and I just saw the spirit and now my lady's all local. I couldn't even walk over there if I could fly.
That's okay.
I'm still wondering where I am.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, you see, I was getting to the gate, so I played off to you once.
Basically, here's what's going on. Our school is being held hostage.
Shut up, dog. You're tripping if you think I'm sitting my knees on that branch of pavement.
You are. If this is Jimmy Adams, Jimmy got out of here.
I don't know what you just said, so I'm going to continue what I was saying. Our school is being held hostage, not by bad guys with guns, but by crazy pom-pom girls.
Oh, shoot, dog. So you're talking about flip kickers with ponies.
Yeah, I guess so.
So anyway, I was hoping I could get you guys to help to create a team for the talent show and blow the girls out of the water. That way we can combine righteousness and talent and we'll show them the truth and the truth will set them free.
Alright, so let me get this so I know what you're talking about. You kept it lying with your bare hands?
Yeah, I did.
And by lying, you obviously mean little pizza.
No, Ricky, I mean a growling lion.
Uh-huh, and this is what you're talking about right now? Sound like a gremlin?
Ricky, I think I know the difference between a growling lion and a purring kitten.
What's this? Maybe the kitty cat looks to you like a lion because of that. You ever think about that?
I guess I never thought of that, Ricky.
You see, and maybe you say lion because...
I think it was based on a lion with their hands. And if I remember right, he also killed a bear.
Kitty cat and wild bear? That's some kind of pissed up fury for the bird.
See that? At the brown back again, barking like a dog. Maybe David lost his little sister's puppy and then the bear ate it. Is that what you're trying to get at?
I don't think I know what you mean.
What I mean is, how does a little guy like you kill such a big animal with your bare hands?
That's easy. There's a trick to it.
Now I've got to hear this one.
You see, you captivate an animal very similarly to the way you captivate the heart of a woman.
So what you're telling me is you kick them in the knee?
No, it's you need a cat to play them a lullaby.
He's right.
You see, I soothe them to sleep with a song, and then I let them have water, screaming of a dream.
And you say this works on the girlies too?
Yeah, you don't put them to sleep though.
So, you're coming to drop out or you're going to wait till we humiliate you?
So this is Jack's cat. Looks more like a ragtag team of wannabes to me.
Now hold on there, Liz. You're the mix. More like Miss Prince.
That's okay. What you're talking about actually really works.
Of course. Then Dr. Ricky, can you help me lay him down the line? Can you spin him and watch cracks on a concrete?
Word!
Lenny, what have you been? You missed your practices.
Yeah, I don't know if I can be a part of this, Jack.
What do you mean?
Well, see, this whole boy band thing, it just isn't my thing, right? So just quit pushing me.
I guess you're going to have to make sure Ricky's book is better.
Don't worry about it. I can do a dance sitting down.
Those goddamn drinks you never have.
to show them what we got.
Hold up there. We were going to see Phil Dillon and lesson.
You see, that's not even the whole point. It wasn't supposed to be a lesson. It was supposed to be a complete new model.
Oh, no, no, I'm just tripping. That could be when the gold, we can pick up the hammer and nail.
Speak for yourself, and Elias. Last time I used a hammer, I hit my own thumb really bad.
You don't understand. When I was younger, my father was in the army, and he told me about when he had new recruits. They would take them and break them down and rebuild them as a soldier for America's army. I wanted to do the same thing as a joke, but I wanted to rebuild them as a Christian.
Well, no escape, Jack. The show is tomorrow.
I know. I think we're just going to go ahead and back out of the whole thing. You guys should just leave that screen on and watch the rest of the toast.
I think
the only
chance of us winning is when the fight goes solo.
This. Did that.
I feel that I owe you an apology, or at least an explanation for the way I've been acting. There was a time in my life where things were very different than they are now. Instead of Lenny Schnabitz, I was King of the Street Dancers, and then unstoppable at every confrontation. Even though I was young, my perfect record quickly rose me to the top. I had respect at every street corner dance-off, even to the point of other street dancers forfeiting their matches against me. And then, suddenly, there was a new guy in town, someone who rose quickly to the top, much like I did. His moves were awesome. And I knew one day we would go head-to-head in a dance-off. And soon enough, that day came. Just imagine it. Now in the streets, the way a dance-off works is that the challenger starts, and the other dancer must then improve upon the challenger's moves. And from that point, as each dancer takes his turn, he must continue to improve upon the previous. The dance-off lasted for hours. There wasn't anything I could do that he couldn't, and vice versa. He had the same build, the same fluid movements, the same flair, even the same things, you see. He was my brother. There was one move I hadn't tried yet. I called it the hoo-hoo, and I didn't think that calling the owl sounded very cool. I practiced it in secret. I would move my head so quickly from one side to the other that it looked like my head was spinning in a complete circle while my body remained motionless, just like an owl. And so I did it. And everyone was amazed, even my brother. But he thought that if I could do it, then he must also be able to. When he tried spinning his head completely around, well, you can figure out the rest. So quit bugging me about the boy band. Thank you.
Dear Lenny, thank you for sharing with me about your situation. Don't worry about the dance-off. Thanks for the help.
Jack, you are very persuasive. Count me in.
Wait, Lenny.
No, David.
What's going on? Jack, I know I left you hanging. But let us get together in the new attachment and put it down.
I figured that's the problem. Then they come to practice. But listen, I've decided to call this whole thing off. We haven't been doing very well at practices, and I think I've lost the whole idea of what we're going for. I got so caught up in trying to beat these girls that I forgot this about sharing people speaking with you. The whole time that we've been practicing, all I've been thinking about is when. Sure, we would give the glory to God. But I didn't really know what the meaning of the season really was. All about giving. That's why I think that by us backing up is the best idea. And I was hoping maybe you could take a spot. Because if anybody can glorify God, it's you, David.
I don't know.
Come on, you're the only one left.
It's not so much that I'm nervous about performing. But I want to give myself to God, and I want to make sure I have a clean heart.
So will you do it?
I think I will.
All right.
As you can see, I'm flying solo tonight, which is terribly unfortunate because my assistant was the heart and soul of my act. But instead, he's chosen to team up with everyone's favorite lunch lady to judge this competition. So if you'd like, you can give them a round of applause. If not, it's okay, they're judges. Well, now it's time to introduce our first guest. Well, that looks good to me, but my opinion really doesn't matter. So, now let's see what the judges have to say.
Hello? Is this thing on?
What?
I said, is this thing on?
Yeah, it's on.
So why don't you go ahead and give me a beat? She will rock you. She will rock you. Yeah. I have to tell you all, those really girls, those girls really like being in the holiday season while they're talking about lollipops.
Yeah, lollipops are all like candy canes, and everyone knows that candy canes are Christmas.
Yeah.
That sounds like two thumbs up to me, but now I'd like to introduce our last minute entry, Ricky Martin.
I'd like to dedicate this to someone, you know who you are. Stop the baby, to someone down the Christmas tree. Stop the baby.
Wait.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I'm sorry, but we're going to have to gong you.
You crazy judges are a local gong. What's this going through your head?
I didn't know there was going to be any gonging tonight.
There's not supposed to be, but we went ahead and get sensitive on that one.
Totally understandable. But you know what? It's time to introduce last year's champions! Woo! This is a little add-in to the open commentary. Does anyone have any jokes? Knock, knock. Orange. Knock, knock. I already messed it up.
All I've got to say is, man, was this thing on?
I'd like to give you a beat, but I think those girls just use up all the beats in the room.
How about beatboxing?
All right.
The biggest change this year's show is those girls are even more awesome, yo.
Man, those girls are so good, I couldn't even stop myself. You know, I am sure sorry for the poor unfortunate act that has to follow that one, but you know what? Here it comes.
Thank you.
And who would have thought I said that we should end it after the last act? That was amazing. I'm so glad that I don't have to be a judge tonight. So you know what? Let's see what the judges have to say about that one.
You're going to have to give me a beat for this one.
All right.
Jack, would you come back here for a minute, please? Where's that trophy?
Right here.
Okay. Anyways, even though we won, I just wanted you to know that you made me a better person through this whole experience. You made me realize the potential that I didn't even know that I had.
Oh.
That means so much to me, and I think that you deserve the trophy, Jeff.
Well, thank you, Natasha. I really appreciate the gesture. But the truth is, I never wanted the trophy to begin with. I just wanted you girls to realize what this whole Christmas thing is about. It's about giving praise to Jesus, because he's the best gift that was ever given to us. So I just wanted you guys to know that all the glory should go to him instead, and that's the trophy for him.
Jesus. Yeah.
Thank you. sweet dreams. While you sleep in, a little town of Jerusalem, it's like another Saturday night. I saw the days awesome, the way the season lights had come, but there was no room for me. You had missed while you were sleeping. The city of the world is dying on your cross today. Jerusalem, you will go down in history as a city with no room for its clothes while you were sleeping. While you were sleeping, United States of America, you said you never saw it now. As the sun is sweet, but the rocks are deep, you save the trees and kill the children. As I'm running in the dark, where the shining cross the sky. Before the bridegroom has returned, I tell you that we're in the night, in the night. America, would you miss while you were sleeping? Would Jesus come again and leave us somewhere where we live? America, we go down in history as a nation with no room for its kings. We need to sing things. Where we be sleeping? United States of America, it's like another Saturday night. Well, on behalf of the cast and crew, and of course the Church of Glen Acres, I'd like to thank you for coming and attending tonight and enduring and loving. Just as a reminder, the Christmas season is upon us, and truly the message here, Christ is our King, and let's celebrate His birth this year. Do you have something for us here, Daryl Jr.?
One of the coolest things that I get the opportunity as a youth minister and children's minister is I don't have to do the work. I want to appreciate a couple of our E-team members who took it on themselves to work with these young people. When we have our teen evangelism, and children evangelism, I don't even have to show up for that. I've got some great help. I want to recognize Travis and Colleen. Yes, come on up. Travis. Is Colleen there? Where's Colleen go? And the thing about Travis and his wife is they're humble people, and she probably gets her taking care of the children. And I appreciate all their work today. He goes throughout the year. He puts on drama after drama. This is the first time I got to see the Christmas one. I'm usually in California at this time, and I'll leave till Wednesday, so I was glad I was here this time. But I want to appreciate all the hard work he does and all the thoughtfulness, because that's their one way of evangelizing, is to do some drama, to share. And it's neat to have all of you to be able to share with and present this. And we're excited about that. Thank you, Trav, and appreciate all that hard work. Tell your wife, thank you, too. Love you, too. Other minister, Brother John, he had to close us with some announcements just for the general church body, and then I'll let you close with prayer. Brother. Yeah.